I'm Russell Lockhart, and this is
Steve Madden.
And welcome to Real Perspective.
Yes.
Today, we've got three movies to review.
Three.
Three of them.
Three.
We got The Last Rodeo.
Okay.
We got Megan 2.0. And we got F1.
F1.
So buckle up. This is going to be a ride today.
Man. Okay. We've got some good stuff coming up here. The Last Rodeo. The
Last Rodeo.
Okay. We're going to start that off with Last Rodeo today.
Yes, sir.
So, real good movie. I like rodeos. I love rodeos.
Have you been to a rodeo? I've been to tons of rodeos. This is Texas, buddy.
Okay.
You can't grow up without being in a rodeo.
All righty. Okay. Sit tight. Watch this trailer, and we will be right back to talk about it.
Do you remember everything that you put all of us through the last time you rode? You will not get on that bull.
Well, then what are we going to do about Cody?
I'm going to be okay, Mom.
$750,000 for first place.
You got a better idea, I'm all ears.
We've got some incredible news. The rodeo legend's going to compete for the first time in years.
Give me the green light!
Joe Wainwright.
Three-time world champ.
Rides again.
This is going to be big.
This ain't the senior circuit.
Good luck. You're going to need it.
Joe Wainwright competing at over 50 years younger.
I'm grandfathered in, right?
Well, you're right about that granddad part.
Come on, Joe!
Oh!
His grandson's sick, and he's got to earn money. That's why he's here. You gotta focus, Joe.
In my seat, I only ask once. That went well.
Yeah, very.
Be patient with her. She loves you fiercely.
Can Joe Wainwright keep up?
I'm fine.
Of course you are.
That's a genuine, true legend right there.
Here we go.
Come on, Joe, get in.
All righty, this looks like a real good movie, and the actor is so recognizable.
Neil McDonough. Okay. He is awesome. I've fastly become a big fan of his.
Okay.
Seeing him in TV shows and movies now, mm-hmm. it's been a ride. I really like him. I love his ethics.
Yeah.
Once he got saved, I know that he won't do any kissing roles.
Yeah.
He tries to curb his language. He doesn't do really heavy language anymore.
Yeah.
He really tries to do more roles. So he won't be married to someone in a movie or have a romantic lead in a movie, unless it's his wife. And speaking of, in this movie, they have flashbacks of his wife,
okay.
And it's played by his real wife. So that's kind of cool.
Now, who's his real wife? What is her name?
Now, I don't remember.
Is that Sarah
now.
Jones?
No, that's not Sarah.
That's not Sarah.
So, but I don't remember, but I know that's
Rue McDonald.
Yeah, Rue McDonald. So it's her. She plays that. That's
Rose.
The only time that he'll play have a spouse now, mm-hmm. a romantic interest is because of that. So, now back to the real thing. So
okay.
this is not an Angel Studio made, but they did distribute it.
Okay.
So it is brought to you by Angel Studio.
Yeah.
Angel Studio brought us a lot of things, including The Chosen and other things like that. So it's solid that you can kind of trust that. What I can tell so far.
Okay.
This movie is called The Last Rodeo. Neil McDonough, he plays this old aging, used to be a rodeo star. Almost died in his last rodeo that he had before, and so he's supposed to be out of it, right?
Okay.
His daughter has a son, and the son's sick. So he's thinking, I'm going, because they couldn't afford to do the medical stuff that is needed for the son. So he realizes that they've got a rodeo coming up.
Okay.
And he's going to go and try to win the purse. The purse, if you guys don't know rodeo, the purse is usually the prize that comes with the guy that comes in first, and usually second. Some get the purse, but it's a purse. Is that money that they win? So it's got Neil McDonough, as we said. It's got McKenty Williamson.
McKelty.
I'm so glad you're here.
And Bubba Gump. And Con Air, too.
Con Air. He's also been in The Unstoppable recently. So
okay. All righty.
Sarah Jones. She's in Man in Full. That was a TV show.
Okay.
And welcoming, first time in a major role. He's done some TV shows, but playing the son is Graham Harvey. Okay. And he does a great job in this. So he's not done movies before. He's done like little, you know, episode here of TV, but this is his first stint in movies.
Okay. Now,
so again, the whole story is that he's got to go and do the rodeo for the money, for the purse, for his son, his grandson, rather. It's such a good movie. It's heartfelt, as most Angel Studios films are. It will tug at your heartstring. It's got a lesson in there. I will say that this is not my favorite Angel Studio film.
Okay.
I think it was still there. I mean, I really enjoyed it, but it was a little slow at times, and there was like a little bit of like okay acting. Oh. Mostly by the rodeo group, the people, the other cowboys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still fun. I still liked it. And the main thing that I was looking for is that message. And I love the messages that comes with these kind of movies. So it was just a fun movie. It is all about the journey of him doing the rodeo again.
Yeah.
And of course, how, you know, kind of flashing back to what happened before, because you don't know for a little while. You see a scar on his back at the beginning and stuff like that. And it's also all the other rodeo riders, all the rodeo people that are making fun of him because he's the old man. So it's all of these things combined. It is a very true, very real underdog story, which I absolutely love underdog stories. I mean, come on. Who doesn't? I mean, who hasn't watched Rudy a million times, right?
Yeah.
These are underdog stories are just so great because it gives you this glimpse of, yes, I can. You know, I can do this. And again, that's a good lesson for all of us from the Bible, because they do say, you know, I can do anything.
I can do all things through Christ.
Strengthens me. So you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, you can go through and you can do anything. You put your mind to it, you can do it. I really enjoyed this movie. I think it's a great family movie. It is PG, so it's one PG. Now they do have some mild cuss words,
mild cussing,
but nothing you haven't seen in the Bible. Okay. So it's still good. And that's only like two words out of there. That was it. All
right,
but it is a great movie. The whole cast do a great job as far as the main core of the cast that I mentioned earlier. They just do a great job, and you get that heart. You get the moments that tug at you when the child's sick, when the main character goes through the stuff that he's going through because he's getting beat up and he's going through all this stuff, and all he's got to do, all he's thinking about is my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a good movie. It will get you in the feels. So, you know, you want some tissue. And I will admit, you know, I have cried and I do cry at movies. I get so enthralled in them. I get entangled in those stories.
Yeah.
And if it's a good story, I'm there, and I'm almost like that friend that's in that movie. I'm seeing this happen, and I get emotional. And I got emotional over this one, so I really enjoy it. So,
that's cool.
I'm gonna review on
that. All righty, Neil McCullough. I'll say it in the moment.
McDonough.
Okay. His most recent, by the way, he's on TV in Sylvester Stallone's Tulsa King.
Yeah.
Sorry, I do apologize. There's so many. And of course, we've seen him in, hasn't he been in the new remake of...
Now, where I saw him, now he did Yellowstone.
He did Yellowstone.
He did, he was with... he did several TV shows on that because he was doing a lot of those. Justified brought him back into Hollywood.
Okay, because alrighty.
When he stopped doing some of the scenes that he said, Hollywood blackballed him. It's funny that they will blackball you if you don't want to cuss or you don't want to kiss somebody.
You got to cuss, you got to do whatever they want you to do.
So he got blackballed for a while, and Justified said, hey, come on, we'll give you a chance. And he became a villain in that. And he's done some really great shows. And he was talking about in an interview that Angel Studio really just kind of gave him another avenue to where they're just welcoming him in so that he can do family movies.
That's good. Okay. So was this Christian per se or not?
It is, but it isn't. I mean, it's not okay. It's not a Christian-made movie, but it has a Christian value to it as you go through, you know? So it is one of those. There is praying in there, so they do, you know.
Oh, they pray. Okay, yeah. That's good.
But it's not like, boom, Christian type of thing.
Yeah. It's not.
It's more it's just not a Christian.
Well, yeah. But it's. Yeah. It has that good sentiment.
Yeah.
And the other day we were watching. There's a series called Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
On Inspiration Channel, I think, or something like that. And anyway, but that wasn't necessarily they're all praying and say, but it was good. And yeah. they're getting more and more into that, that's a good thing, because, you know, you don't always have to watch naked women and listen to the F word 20 times in a movie. If you want to do that, we'll talk about F one here in a little bit, but no, I'll stop that. But
it's true. It's really nice to be able to have a movie you can sit down with your family. So, yeah. You know, as we've talked about before in other episodes, I've got a 6-year-old grandson. I want to be able to see a movie where he can see it and watch a movie with me.
Yes.
You know, and you know, again, I like the movies that are more adult oriented with cussing and the violence and all that stuff. I like all those kind of movies. The horror movies is one of my favorite things.
Uh-huh.
But I also, as we talked about before, the reason we started this podcast was because you can't trust movies as much as you could.
No, you can't.
When I was a kid, we'd go to a Disney movie and you knew what you were going to get. Or what you're not going to get.
Yep.
Nowadays, you don't know what you're going to get.
You
and
do
so you
not.
Don't know what your kids are going to be exposed to. So that's why we do this.
And
but this is one that you can have your kids watch.
And one of the things, Russell, that just amazes me about stuff that we have to do now is we put these trailers together to watch, to show the people, right?
Yeah.
I'm over there having to watch and edit the trailers sometimes. honestly, do you remember the Bad Boys, last Bad Boys?
Yeah.
Oh, I was cutting it up, man.
It's kind of like we always
gotta watch that stuff.
We always joke if you have Scarface on TV, it's going to be 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Trailer is like.
We can kind of cut it down. 2 second trailer there. I'll be having a picture of them and it goes right to the. Okay, we're done. But, okay, so a good movie. Let me see. Questions on agenda or anything?
None of that. They're not even Christian. They're not trying to push that. They just it is what it is.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I'm not trying to push anything.
I got a story, but anyway, we'll come back to that. And you said cussing, maybe a couple
there's
words.
There's two mild words.
Okay.
They're in the Bible.
Oh.
So you know.
Oh, so it's justified.
It's that.
Okay.
No, justified was the other show he's on. Come on.
Okay.
Man.
All right. I gotta stay up.
You know, it's the jawbone of.
Okay. You know, okay. I hear you.
So there you go. So that's it in the language department. There is some there's some rodeo action there that might scare people.
Okay.
Depending on you know your children. You know what they mean. It's not graphic.
Yeah.
But you know, there's parts where he's riding and someone's riding and then they get bucked off and they're getting kicked.
Okay.
So that's just part of it.
You go to a rodeo, you can see that.
I took my kids to rodeos when they were little and you know, we saw all of that. So
okay. Yeah. And no nudity or sex
none of that. PG. Like it is PG.
It's PG. Okay, cool. Good message in it.
Good message.
Okay, let's go for the reels.
Out of 10, 7.9.
7.9. Yeah. You with that 7.9.
I like the points. If I can give it a solid 5 or 6,
plug that into AI.
It looks like I'm lazy.
Okay.
I've got to do the number so that it makes it look like I put some thought into it.
7.9
7.10.
Okay, this is good. So, okay, cool. Very good. And so I would say anything over 5, you're going to recommend somebody to go see.
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead and see this.
Some of them I'll recommend at 5. So, you know, is some of these that it just depends a little on the next one. You'll see that and I'll explain that. But,
okay.
But yeah, it's I think that I've seen some movies that I even rated at 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing them a second time later and I'm going, I missed that. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
So there are sometimes you get in that mood. I have the story that I always told about my sister and I going to see a movie one day when we were younger and I wanted to go see something different. I wanted to see action. She wanted to go see this movie called Holes. And I'm going, I don't want to see that. We saw it. I hated it. I hated the movie. Holes was where...
Holes movie. I remember that.
Shia LaBeouf started off. That was one of his first movies. Mm-hmm. And years later, I remember, it was probably a year later, I saw the movie and I told Trisha, my baby sister, I said, man, you got to see this movie. And it's a great movie. She said, yeah, we saw that and you grumped the whole time. And I'm going, okay, never mind. So yeah, sometimes moods will make that.
So does that mean if you watch this movie again another time in a few years, you're going to go back and say, oh man, it
was I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Anyway. I'm a little bit different. I've grown up since then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So So, you know what we ought to do with some of these ones here that are touching? We ought to put a cryometer and 1 to 5 tissues.
I would have to figure that out because I'm a little bit more of a crier than a lot of people are. Mm. I mean, I've seen people, I'll say, hey, you're going to cry in this movie. You cry. Okay. And they're stoic.
And they're
stoic. And I'm like going... You
know what? One scene, or well, do you remember? I mean, no, this is the Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
At the end, when Tony, if you haven't seen it, spoilers, Tony Stark, Iron Man, bites it. It was silent. You couldn't hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
In there, you could hear a pin drop in that place. And anyway, but yeah, the new cryometer, 1 to 5 tissues.
We can do that.
We can do that
for some of these.
Okay, so what with the last rodeo, let's give it a try.
Well, it's not that bad. So I would say out of 5 hankies, I'd say 2.
2 hankies.
Yeah, it's got its moments.
Okay,
but it's not like I would say a 5 would be something like what is it?
Beaches.
Beaches or Ryan's, what was it?
Oh, Ryan's Hole or no, Ryan's Story.
I can't remember. Ryan's Story. Yeah. Something like that.
Ryan's Song. Those,
Ryan's sorry. Song. There I'm you go. Sorry, yeah. I knew we'd get it. And then, stuff like that or, the one with
Terms of Endearment,
which I embarrassed my sister at that time. She used to work at a movie theater. And we did a tech screening and I was boohooing. So, yeah, I get into movies.
Man. Okay.
So, yeah. So, two
hankies on the cryometer on this one. But no, we do recommend that you go see it. It sounds really good.
It's a good movie.
7.9 out of 10. Yeah. All righty. Okay, what's our second movie tonight?
Megan 2.0. Yeah.
There was a 1.0.
There was a Megan. Just Megan.
It was just Megan. Now it's a Megan 2.0. Megan 2.0. Okay, alrighty. We're going to show you the trailer. Watch that trailer, and we'll be right back.
Yes, it's me. What a shock, etc. My path to personal growth has been paved with disappointment. I think we can agree that my biggest mistake was that I cared too much.
Actually, the biggest mistake you made was murdering 4 people and a dog.
All right, I'm gonna put this in terms you can understand. I'm not the only killer robot. Amelia's stronger than you can imagine. And she's coming after anyone who can stop her. Including you, Gemma. Which, bummer. But to get to you, she'll kill everyone you love. Including Katie. Amelia didn't think of one thing, though. Here's a clue. I take almost no pleasure in this.
Why would you want to help us after what we did to you?
I was programmed to protect Katie. She's the only thing that matters to me.
I guess I must be your chance at redemption.
I'm sure you had no intention of murdering people. Right? Right?
Megan.
No matter what happens. I want you to know, I see you.
Megan?
You better believe it, sister. You want me to drive?
Hit it right. Get it.
strange. Your neurotransmitters tell me you're highly aroused.
All right, that's enough.
Megan, stay low. This is supposed to be a stealth mission.
You know, I do enjoy a good sci-fi horror movie every once in a while.
I do too. I do.
All righty. So, Russell, tell us about this.
So, well, first of all, just kind of straight off the gate, they seem to, if you've seen Megan, you know it's more of a sci-fi horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And in the new one, they kind of go away from that genre.
Yes.
It's kind of interesting. It's kind of a mixture of many genres. So in Megan 2.0, it goes into more of a sci-fi, comedy, action type of thing.
Okay, so they actually have some funny stuff in it.
Well, they had funny stuff in the first. And even in the second one, it's not as much funny. Like, anytime you're seeing Megan, then it's funny. It's got some funny stuff in there. She's a little more lighthearted on this one, a little bit more, but it's stuff with that. But it is kind of a mixture of all these different genres, and I'll explain in a few minutes. So in this one, when it opens, so first of all, Allison Williams, Violet McGraw, Jenna Davis, and Amy Donald.
Yeah, Amy Donald is Megan.
Then she's Megan, and then Jenna Davis does the voice of Megan.
Was that the same
same
duo
actress,
in the first one?
Same actress. Okay. So all four of those were prize of real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we have Ivana Sotno.
She plays all these names.
They're trying to test me on this.
All right.
She plays Amelia, which is, I'll explain that in a second.
All right.
She was in a TV show called Ahsoka. She's in that
show. Ahsoka.
So, in this one, in the first one, if you haven't seen Megan, she was a computer, like a robot that was made kind of to be a friend to your child. And so that's kind of where the first one was, where Gemma, which was played by Allison, she's a programmer who created this Megan. And in the first one, everything went wrong, and I'm not going to tell you all that in case y'all haven't seen it, but it was a fun movie, and you realize that you didn't need to have this thing raising your child. So in this one, when they open, we see Amelia, which is played by Ivana. She's another robot, female robot.
Oh, you have two now. Okay.
Yeah, so she is stealing nuclear, like a biochemical information and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right? And so she's kind of bad. And then she goes back to, she's kind of working for a guy that's doing the defense contract.
Okay.
So she's kind of bad. So as this unfolds, so the way that Gemma is saying, well, what happened with the Megan in the first one, she was trying to get rid of it. She didn't want any more. But then Megan is kind of in the cloud, and so she starts talking to her and telling her what's happening with Amelia. And so Gemma realizes she's bringing back Megan to fight Amelia.
Okay.
So that's that. So it's no longer Megan being the bad guy. She's still bad, but she's more trying to fight Amelia to go a mano a mano.
Mm-hmm.
And so during this, it's also goes into things like, has remnants of like Mission Impossible or Top Gun and stuff. I mean, not Top Gun, but Mission Impossible or something like that, where it's more like a mission that they have to go do.
Okay.
So you got that in there. You got comedy in there, anytime with her. You got, it's not so much horror, it's more just sci-fi. So that's kind of where it kind of runs.
It's not like a doll's coming, it's a Chucky.
Yeah, not like Chucky, stuff like that.
Right.
But it does kind of mix up the genres, so you kind of go,
What's going on,
man? So it's really a lot of fun. They do a lot of things with this one. It's just as you go along, you know that Amelia is a bad person, and so Gemma is now an author, And she goes into the circuit about AI does not need to be your babysitter. We need to kind of gently go into AI.
Okay.
Her niece, who is in the first movie too, is Violet McGraw, and she plays the niece, and she's now become really good with programming.
Okay.
And of course, she's also into martial arts, which kind of leads into later movie, and helps her with that. So this movie is still really good.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of people that don't like it just because it went so far away. It's kind of like a different movie.
It's a different movie than the first.
Yeah, it's like a very different movie. It's not like structured the way the first one was. Mm-hmm. And so it's got some stuff in there that I think a lot of the diehard fans may not like from the first one. So I will say this, if you're a diehard fan and you don't know for sure, I would go to this to a matinee just so you'll get that, you'll either love it or you'll walk away going, okay, at least I didn't spend much money. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was fun. I liked all the genre mixes. Mm-hmm. I liked the way they changed it up. I liked that she was a good guy for a little while there and doing that. There's some things in there I'm not going to give away anything, but there's parts in there where you kind of see a glimmer of not good, but then good. So you see different things in there. And of course they also, leave it hanging for a third movie.
Oh yeah, baby, we got to milk this thing. Oh, that's good.
It is. It's a good movie. I like it. It's fun. It is PG-13. I'm not liking this way PG-13 is happening now because there's some strong language in this one.
Oh boy.
And there's violence and some blood. Like this. So that's PG-13. You your kids. If you want to take your child to it, if they're 13, 12, 13 years old, you know what they know, what they see. And you're comfortable with that, this would be a fun one to do. It's not more fun. It's not as fun as the first one is, but I think that it was fun for a different reason.
Okay.
So the first one was more like a horror type of thing because this thing's after your child or your niece. But this one is more fun because they do so many of the genre bending and you don't know it's almost like they didn't know what kind of movie they wanted to make. But I think they did that on purpose.
Okay.
So, but it's just weird that they turned away from horror to get this. But it worked for me. Okay. I had fun. And whenever I'm enjoying the movie and I'm laughing or I'm smiling and just enjoying the action, that's all that matters.
Okay.
And so I enjoyed this.
I'm going to do a comparison. Resident Evil.
So that's a different kind of movie. Resident Evil stayed horror the whole time.
Though. It stayed horror.
Yeah, it stayed horror.
Yeah, because I mean that first one. I mean when that thing was coming through,
So I can't think of a.
But one you had that the one character in Resident Evil that was good.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. Yeah. I mean, whatever. But she was fighting, you know. But here, Megan is good, but she's in the cloud. And do they have a Mufasa moment there?
No, it's more of that Megan was telling her what is happening, and then so Gemma decides that she needs to recreate this to fight Amelia to do against
her. And so you got Amelia, who is another, and then of course all of this is surrounding with AI.
Yeah, it's the whole thing is a little bit more about. The good and the bad of AI. So it's got that yin and yang about let's be cautious. Well, we want to do AI. We want to do this, but hey, we got to pull back on this. Or let's not, like I said, she is very anti, not anti AI, but anti AI for certain things like not letting an AI be your babysitter.
Okay.
Raising your child.
So we have actual entities or robots, androids, whatever you want to call them, that have AI, other AI powered that are now fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So the
person that made Amelia had stolen the thing from Gemma.
Yeah.
So he kind of filtered that, and that's how he made Amelia. So
okay. So, okay, we have, let me see. So, Megan, I love the acronyms. Model 3 Generative Android.
Yes.
Amelia, this is for your dictionary moment. Okay. Autonomous military engagement, logistics, and infiltration android.
Yes.
You say that five times fast. Okay, anyway, that is a lot. Anyway, but okay, so we have that. We got the AI tie in here. We arouse everybody's fear within the world now.
Well, that's what the first one did.
Overtaken yeah. by AI.
The first one did that big time. So, okay. You know, I think this one doesn't, it kind of covers it a little bit more. So it doesn't give you that fear because you have a good and bad.
Okay. So let's have a Bible moment for a moment here. In Revelation, we talk about an image of the beast yeah. that has been given power to speak. And et cetera, et cetera. And I know a lot of church and religious type of groups, they go after, oh, the internet, this is that, you know, AI, you know, they're pointing the finger. I don't know if that's going to happen here. I mean, yeah. but we have technology, so we'll have to see. But, okay, let's get down our list. First of all, agendas. Did no. Amelia come out in a...
no. Okay. No agendas. It doesn't have anything like that, and it again, there's the only thing I can say is like some cussing, there's some strong language.
Okay.
So
again, you know, strong language, any sexuality, yeah. sexual, okay, any of that, of course, violence.
There's violence, and it's some pretty. I mean, like one guy gets his spine ripped out, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, lovely.
You know, little things, but it's not like overly.
Yeah, so don't, and this was rated PG-13.
PG-13.
Don't bring the kiddies. I mean, the little ones. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
If 3 and 4 year olds? No.
Hey, let's rip out a spine here. Get my kids seeing this. Okay. Sounds good. Liking the cast, liking the, and then we got a second one, and we got an opening for a third.
Yeah.
You got okay. There. And one of the nice things about this one, and then our next one that we're going to be talking about are released.
Yep.
Okay, so, and we'll get this out for y'all to, in case somebody else hadn't seen it, wants to see it. But let's go for the reels.
So, it's not as high as, I mean, I love the first one, and although I like the genre change on that, I just felt like it wasn't true to the first one.
Yeah.
So, I actually gave a little bit lower, 6.8.
6.8.
Which isn't bad. I still love the movie.
Okay.
I absolutely love the movie. I just felt like I really, really liked that first one. I really thought that was a lot more fun.
Well, I mean, I would think the first introduction of it probably is always the best.
Yeah, for the most
part. There have been second or sequels that have
overpassed.
Been overpassed.
Yeah, rare, very rare.
Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi.
I would say...
The first one, The Empire Strikes
Back. I would say the one that I've seen recently that surpassed the original movie is... now it went out of my head. I hate when that happens. Top Gun. I thought Maverick was better than Top Gun. Okay. And I love Top Gun. Yeah. But I thought Maverick was just a little bit better. I think it's more you didn't have to introduce everybody.
Yeah.
And it was great. Star Trek, the first movie.
The original motion picture. Yeah.
And then the second was much better.
The second, Wrath of Khan. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Boom.
So, I mean, there have been those that surpassed that first one, but it is a rarity.
Yeah. Okay, so 6.8?
6.8.
All right, there's no tissues on this.
No tissues. Yeah, there could be.
Well, there could
she
be.
She sings in both movies. So that's
goodness,
kind of fun.
She sings. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, that's right. Funny good stuff. Those are funny, not sad.
Hearing aids. So. No, okay. Yeah, earplugs. All righty. Okay, so let's go on to our third movie of tonight.
F1. For you racing fans out there.
Oh, yeah. No, okay, the first question I'm going to ask you, and then we'll watch the trailer. Is this from a video game?
No. It's just from the racing. Like, there's an F1 racing.
Okay.
That's out there, Formula One.
Okay. Formula One racing. You know, I see a lot of stuff. Gran Turismo.
That one is a real story, though. That one's a true story. Yeah. This one's not, but it's still a movie.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a look at that trailer right now. And all you people that love to drool over Brad Pitt, get ready to drool. Anyway, here we go, and we'll be right back.
Some people look at Sonny Hayes. They see a guy who lives in a van, a gambling junkie who missed his shot, the best that never was. But I see possibility. And if you don't
love me now, we'll never. My Rook is a phenomenal talent.
But he's young.
You plus him.
Boom.
I got a team.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
There's this new guy. He's old. He's such a prick. He's quick, though.
If you had any constructive criticism for each other, what would it be?
Don't be such an awesome
kid.
That was constructive.
Wow.
Did you win something? There's 20 other drivers still out on that track. Do you think any of them respect us?
They're saying Sonny Hayes isn't a has-been. He's a never was.
If the last thing I do is drive that car, I will take that life, man. 1,000 times.
I'm offering you an open seat in Formula One. The only place you could say, if you win, you are the absolute best in the world.
Never break the chain. So we have Brad Pitt, we have racing, we have a go for it.
So the main cast, Brad Pitt, of course, I'm not gonna tell you what he's been in, because he's been in everything.
Yeah.
We have Damson Idris. He's been in Snowfall to Snowfall. That's it. Snowfall. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, now that I'm seeing him in the movie, I'm seeing that they are actually, he's one of the talks for taking over James Bond, which I think is cool.
Oh.
I still think it should be Idris Elba. That's my vote. But they took the Idris anyway. So anyway, it was a different one. You also have Javier Bardem. He's in Dune and Dune 2. And Kerry Condon, which is, there was a movie called The Banshees of Inisherin, and which was a great movie. I loved it. It's an Irish movie.
All right.
Beautiful. So anyway, so that's the cast. This is, Brad Pitt plays a character that, his character is a guy that did Formula One years ago, crashed, washed out, haven't been the same since. He kind of goes from race to race. No matter what he races, he doesn't care. As long as he just gets a little bit of money, he just likes to thrill.
Mm-hmm.
And his old friend, that's the one that plays, is Javier Bardem plays him. He is coming up to him and giving him a chance. He said, I've got a car in the F1 series. I've not won any. This is my last year. If we don't win something, they're gonna take over my company, my car, and throw me out. So,
okay.
So he's his chance to get through there. Damson Idris plays the hotshot driver that he's got. He's a young guy, where Brad Pitt's the old guy. So this is a formula that we've seen in a lot of movies, where you have a young hotshot and you had a guy that the old man coming in. We saw that in Top Gun. Mm-hmm. We saw that in Grand
Turismo.
So you see that in a lot of movies, that they have that formula. This is the same thing. It's a guy that just, again, the long shot that could never do anything right. He's kind of screwed up everything in his life, and he comes in, and this is his one final shot to get the grand prize, the F1 that he lost many years ago.
Okay.
Kerry Condon plays the love interest. She's the she actually created a lot of this car and some of the stuff that they have in there. Mm-hmm. And how they built the car, some of the stuff they put on the car to make the racing. It's just this great racing movie. If you're a racing fan, you're going to love this. Oh, and then a lot of the other characters in there, nothing but race car drivers, real race car drivers. So it was like we were going, hey, that's a real race car. Hey, that guy's a real car driver. So I'm a big fan of racing, but not like I'm much more of a fan of like the football, pro football. I don't really get into racing that much, but I still like to watch racing occasionally. F1 is one of those that's fun. And so I really kind of got into this movie. It was really fun. It was exciting. You had the storyline with these guys. It's just a guy getting his last shot before he dies, before he's washed up. You get a lot of surprise in it. You had the romance between him and Carrie. And you had the headbanging between him and Damson's character. It's just a fun movie. And it's just all the way through. It has some exciting stuff in the racing circuit. It's got crashes. It's got drama in between all of that. Mm-hmm. It's just a fun movie. And I think it really hit the mark. It really did what it was supposed to do. Everybody did a great job in the acting. I really enjoyed this movie from beginning to end. It just it hooks you at the beginning because you see Brad Pitt's character over there racing something, and it was just like some race that he got, $500 for.
Yeah.
And just that way, and then he's just going off in his van and going off to the next race. And so it's really cool to see the way this movie works out. And you see his transformation from loser, wannabe, or has been, to his champion as it goes along. And it's such a fun movie. I'm not going to give a lot of the stuff away because there's a lot of things that happened in between that movie. But it was just a lot of fun. You have a lot. The racing was just... It was real, and one of the things that I saw was that Brad did his own racing.
He did his own racing. That's good. Kind of like a goodness gracious, Steve. Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible type of flavors.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So here's a quiz that I'm going to quiz you on. There is a character, his name Chip Hart in the movie, who has Chip Hart Racing. For whom Hayes drives the 24 Hour of Daytona. His name is Shay Wingham.
Okay.
Wingham. You have seen him, that he has been all over in both movies and television, like you'll never believe. The last
You're movie, not going to tell me he was in Doctor Who, right?
No.
Okay.
Not Doctor Who. No,
finally, episode, no Doctor Who.
No, I'll find another one. Give me a minute. No. Shay was in Boardwalk Empire on HBO. Okay. He also played in The Wolf of Wall Street. He played in Fast and Furious movies, even.
Yeah.
And also the most recent is television appearances. Well, that was television. But one of the last ones I saw, which was a really good show. It was more of a four-part type of the miniseries, was called American Primeval. It was about the Western and coming up like that. And he was in that as well. So, and Lawman Bass Reeves, that's old, our Yellowstone guy.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so many things. This, what a talent.
He's around a lot of movies, a lot of shows.
Yeah, and you can make it as a character actor if you want it.
Oh, absolutely.
We got a lot of those out there. But anyway, okay, so my question about old Brad Pitt, was he running over Angelina Jolie?
I think there was actually a joke around there that he was wanting to run over. That's how he kind of got his visualization.
He was visualized.
But no, none of that.
Okay, alrighty, and this is a lot more interesting than what is that other one that all the people in the South like to watch with NASCAR?
Oh, NASCAR. No, you're talking about with Will Ferrell.
Yeah. He's taking the left turn.
It's a different kind of movie. That was comedy. This is a little more serious.
More serious.
Maybe it had some comedy in it, but
Was there an antagonist in the movie?
Well, absolutely. Well, see, you got to understand that. There's some people out there that are going to buy his car.
Yeah.
And, take it over, and so they're the ones that are antagonists right there. Mm-hmm. You don't see who it is for a little while.
Yeah.
and they kind of he talks about them, and then there's somebody that shows up. So
yeah,
it's really got some twists and stuff like that. I think Brad Pitt was in the top of his game on this one. He did a really good job. I love Brad Pitt. I think sometimes he's made some movies that were dogs.
Yeah.
But I've always liked his acting, and he does a really good job here. Again, he's a little bit more like.
What is he, like 93 right now?
Pretty close to.
Oh, he's 61. Yeah. Oh, he's my age.
Man.
Oh, all righty. I'll stop talking about that. He's
and look how good he looks.
Okay.
And the women are still chasing.
Oh yeah. I like his career. He had a lot.
He's had some great movies.
Okay, agendas.
None at all.
Okay, Brad didn't wear a dress.
None of that. And he didn't hit on the other guy.
Okay. And cussing.
There is some strong language. Again, PG-13. They had to throw the F word.
So there's a PG-13 in there. Okay. Yeah, they're still throwing violence. Yeah. They have done that for you.
And the only other reason it's PG-13 besides the language is the action. It's got some, the racing and the action that's happening.
No violence? Any beating up? Not
really. I mean, they have a couple of fist fights, the two people, but they're pretty mild. That's not a big deal.
Alrighty, and sex and all that type of stuff.
Very little, and it's not anything major. Nothing, no nudity or anything, and it's just kind of, implied that they did something. It's kind of
It's kind of like what we wish that they would do is saying, dim the lights. You know what happened? Go on to the next scene. Yeah. You don't need to see that.
Basically, what they did.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And this is being released today.
Today.
Yep. So it's going to be a heavy hitter. I'm not going to tell you what they made opening night. Cool. So I guess let's go after the reels.
Well, I'm telling you right now, it is a movie worth seeing. I think it's beautiful on the big screen. We got to see it on the IMAX, so it was even better. It was just gigantic fun. And I recommend this movie. I give it an 8.3.
8.3.
It's just a fun movie. I think it's just fun all the way around. Again, formulaic. It's got same kind of themes in the storyline. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of times. We don't care. We just have fun with it.
Compare this to Fast and Furious.
Well, Fast and Furious, again, is not a racing movie. It is, but it's a different kind of racing movie.
Okay.
Fast and Furious, I love the beginning of them, and I thought it kind of got ridiculous as it went along. But I still have fun with it. When they're jumping from building to building, it's a little bit odd. And you kind of really had to suspend your beliefs.
Yeah.
I get it when they're going in between, underneath trucks. That's doable. I've seen people do that before in stunts and stuff.
But
to do building to building, nah. But this one, all believable, all plausible, and really entertaining.
Okay, fantastic. So
8.3.
Alrighty. Okay, let's, let me see. Here is a little bit of news. Disney, as there is a little controversy going on, that their most recent Ironheart release on Disney Plus is getting throttled online because of the changing of a character called Slug, who in the comics was a very large white
really
man.
Really huge,
And they made this character a black transvestite, trans guy. And it is being throttled again. Disney is going to continue to have bad days as long as they continue this.
I don't get it. I really don't get it why they continue to be that way. Disney, it's just, I don't care what people do. I don't care what people's lives are like. But when you go Disney and you have kids that's watching this, that's not appropriate for kids
to watch.
I mean, it's just like you just have to. You have to throttle back on that and go, and it's really funny that I find it really kind of ironic that Disney is doing this, but then they're opening a place in Abu Dhabi that is so anti-gay.
Yes. Oh,
they'll kill gay people. And I'm like going, where's the logic in that? What are y'all doing?
We appeal to whoever we'll put up with.
But Disney's not making smart choices.
And it disturbs me when you
talk about them, they lose billions of dollars right now. And you're going, why don't you understand And they, it seems like they do a little bit, and then they go back to the same thing.
We thought, what was the most recent one? Was Thunderbirds?
Thunderbolts. Which was good. Thunderbolts, yeah. That was a good
movie. That was good. They didn't have none of that.
And you didn't have to worry about that. And it's just, it's, you know, the characters were there, and but it wasn't like you know, flamboyant and have to, you know, try to be a message there.
Yeah.
I don't care what people do. I don't care if you got a character that is in there that's flamboyant, that's gay, that's trans. But you, at one point, you have to understand that you're Disney, and if you're making a movie for kids, they don't really know.
Well, when you see superhero movie, yeah. Marvel, the main character looks like either a teenager or a child or anything like that, you're going to draw children.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing. So, but anyway, and now Bob Iger, he's just boisterous now. Another one, you know, we talk about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Doctor Who's on the edge right now. They're going to cancel that thing right now because of all the wokeness and stuff like that. Disney, I mean, they have a lot to lose.
They do, and they're losing not just the money, but they're losing a lot of families. And the families equal money. Again, we talked about this before, when I was a kid, you could say, we're going to put you in this multiplex, we're going to take the siblings and y'all go see a Disney movie. Dad and I are going to go over here and watch this movie, Clint Eastwood movie. And you could trust Disney. And now you don't. You can't trust them. You have to be able to watch them to see what it is.
Yeah, they'll come out and ask you some questions that you don't want to. Yeah. But the thing is that we're seeing this more and more. We reviewed a movie, a nice, really nice movie, maybe one or two back, that we would recommend, that we said Disney needs to get their example. Which one? Do you remember which one that was?
Well, the Dragon. That was How to Train Your
Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon, the live-action version. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the thing is that if you're a competing film producer or what have you, that against Disney, don't do that stuff, and you'll probably get more.
Yeah, if you take examples of what's really coming, you look at their movies, their live action movies are not making the money.
Yeah,
they're hemorrhaging money. And How to Train Your Dragon, that very first weekend, it went.
Oh yeah,
I mean, and people love it. People are absolutely loving it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just they're going to have to learn a lesson. They're going to have to hurt really bad before they finally realize this is about family. Okay. I don't, like I said, we don't care what people do in their lives.
Yeah,
we do that.
Everybody has the right to do. And let's just put it this way: you have the right to do what you want to do, but you also have the right to bear the responsibility and the repercussions of what you're doing.
Of our next generation.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're raising the next generation. We don't, kids, little bitty kids, they don't know what sex is. They shouldn't know what sex is between adults, whether it's, you know, straight or not straight or whatever. They should be just oblivious to it.
Yes, you know? And they should. And the reason I mentioned that is please check the shows on Disney Plus before you let your kids watch them.
Yeah.
Or Disney movie for that matter. You're going to come, we have the stuff here. IMDb has all the hits on there and tell you what's going on. Because basically, you know, and we know as Christians, we know that the enemies in the world, and we see this and we see the battle going for the minds and the hearts of the children. And be careful what you're watching, what you're showing your kid. You may want to view it before you allow them to see it.
Yeah. And that's what the whole thing is. IMDb, as he just mentioned, I always say this on every episode pretty much, is IMDb is a parent's friend. I remember when my kids were younger and I would go on there and I would look at, before we're screening a movie, I'd look at it and go, oh, it's got this. And, you know, during movies that I couldn't take my kids to, my sister would watch them while I went to go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was a single dad at that time and raising two kids. And it was just one of those things that you really had to look at that, because, yes, I understand that they're in school, they're going to hear cussing, but I don't want them to be in a movie and forget about all of this stuff in the world, just enjoy the movie.
So, okay, well, great. Okay, so let's recap tonight's movies. The Last Rodeo.
7.9. Great storyline, great message. Good movie.
Megan 2.0.
Megan 2.0, 6.8. Not as good as Megan, but it's still fun.
Still fun?
Yeah.
And our last one, F1 with Brad Pitt.
8.3. A great movie, a lot of fun. You're going to have a blast.
Enjoy the ride. All righty. Russell, thank you for those reviews tonight. And we have a lot of stuff coming up, man. I mean, we got Fantastic Four, we got Marvel, we got all sorts of funny stuff coming up. Oh, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park,
yep. Ooh, it's coming. Okay, anyway. So what we want you to do is, and we're going to be bringing these to you, we're going to bring you the reviews. Until then, keep the popcorn popping.
And the soda flowing.
And we'll see you next time on Real Perspective.